Greetings and welcome to The End, Last Week, This Week, and Next Week, the podcast companion to The End, the weekly newsletter that shines a light back on audio fiction shows when they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I'm your host and the curator of The End, Evo Terra. Let's get into it, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 31st, highlighted seven shows in the season finales and finished series section, and four of them wrapped in the last week. Sparrow Folk, Adventures in Suburbia, a dramatized comedy from Maginus Party Limited, posted their season one finale earlier today, April the 6th. There are seven total episodes and can be enjoyed in just over 4 hours. The creators say they're hoping to do a second season. Once Upon a Meadow, a narrated children's series from Willow Belden, Jeff Lockwood, and Nadav Amir Himmel, posted their season one finale on April 4th. It'll take you just over 3 hours to listen to these 9 episodes. Styx, a dramatized horror thriller from Matt Rainey, posted the season one finale on the 3rd of April. Season 2 starts in October, so get caught up with this series in just a little under 4 hours. And Gather by the Ghostlight, which is dramatized multi-genre from Jonathan Cook, posted the finale of the 3rd season on the 30th of March. There are 49 episodes in total thus far, but Season 4 starts in just a couple of weeks. The series has nearly 20 hours of entertainment for you.
This week.
With every issue, I make 2 personal recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love, and this week, I'm flying my weird flag proudly, because these are unusual, but for different reasons. The first is The Great Chameleon War, a genre-breaking show that I'm describing as a dramatized, surreal sci-fi tale, but it's really LSD in audio form. I mean, take a listen to this trailer from creator Justin Hellstrom to hear what I mean.
I've seen you prodding the rim of a behemoth skull inside a dream you don't remember, excavating calcite layers of secret and lie. But despite your caution, the object of your searching gazes upon your delicate frame and ingests you from cell to organ to the theory of your imagination, and I do nothing to help you. I just hit record and applaud the thousand mouths that swallow. The nesting zone is surrounded by a 500-foot-tall hedge jungle, a rim of tropic glacial paradise, gnawed ceaselessly by paleomythic reptiles.
The stars in the sky were evil, a sin, the souls of long-lost devils dancing naked in the dark.
You think the chameleons have a sense of humor?
I think the chameleons have a sense of everything.
Every few days, a battle fight breaks out. Automatic weapon fire popping against the extra-dimensional moons of megafauna.
Peekaboo, I'll eat you.
Staying sane isn't an option here.
No one is ever going to hear your story.
The ones you're trying to tell?
Ectothermic angels on all fours, vomiting out the blood of heaven to bless the battlefield.
They're all going to be eaten.
If you're listening to this story in hopes of finding meaning, go ahead and slice your ears off. Come on, tell me, how close can you stare at the tip of a knife? The Great Chameleon War. A surreal audio drama launching July 14th with 5 episodes. Visit thegreatchameleonwar.com for more.
The Great Chameleon War has 2 seasons and 10 episodes, giving you just over 4 hours of trippy, trippy enjoyment. My second recommendation is for an album on Bandcamp. Yeah, I know, but Hajmeen by Myths and Moods is really a narrated fantasy story with a music-driven soundscape. I have a feeling many might use this as a sleep or a meditation aid, and that's fine. Here's the first bit of the first episode.
It all began with rumors of an island, a tropical Eden of palm-fringed beaches and stunning turquoise waters, of budding woodlands and old-growth forests, and of blue gems found deep in a cave. Long people had lived on the island in harmony with nature. But slowly, they came to worship the gems, believing them to be the source of their blessed lives. There was indeed a power at play, to which no one was immune, though its effects were manifold. Of their decline, little is known, except that, forsaking the land that had sustained them, it is said they became blind and deaf to its beauty until they were no more. A tale now long forgotten by most, save a few who have attempted to find the island, recover its lost beauty, and uncover its mystery. Washed up on the sandy shores of an unknown land, this is where your journey begins.
Hajmeen, since it's an album, is 73 minutes long. The digital download also comes with additional narration free tracks if you really dig the music. And you're really going to dig the music, I think.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has 4 entries in the new season's coming soon section. Hooray! But none of them start next week, so I'm going to keep my trap shut, as I'll have plenty of time to tell you about them starting next week. And that's all for this episode of The End, Last Week, This Week, and Next Week. For these and the other fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were included in the 31st issue of The End, including links to listen to the shows mentioned in this episode, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening.